Hi everyone, welcome back to the podcast. I'm Marilyn.
And I'm Junie, and this is Sustain Loving Kindness. In this podcast, we talk about why it's important to take care of our planet and how we can help.
This episode is dedicated to our Girl Scout Silver Award project. Make sure you hit that subscribe button so you don't miss out on future episodes.
All right. Well, welcome, everybody. We're so happy to have you guys here. This episode is going to be, we have another special guest on our podcast, which is super exciting. This is our second one, and hopefully we can invite some other people on at some point as well. But so this meeting will be about zero waste being going zero waste as a kid slash teen. So this is a topic in particular that is very near and dear to my heart, I guess you could say, because when I started going zero waste, and I currently still am, living with my parents, and all three of us are, we're all in high school, so this was something that was, obviously still is, a very big deal, because I, obviously, when you live with your parents, when you're not an adult, and when you're not making, when you don't have your own job, now, I do have a job now, so it's a little bit different, but at the beginning, when I first started, there was zero way for me to make any money, and my parents did not believe in the movement, not to throw them under the bus or anything, love you, mom and dad, but they did not believe in it. They didn't really understand it, and they were not, I wouldn't say that they weren't supportive, but they didn't really see the reason behind it. And obviously it was something that I was very passionate about, and you can hear the most of the story in our About Us episode. But that is a little bit of my background. I had to find ways to basically, figure it out for myself. There was no videos or podcast about how to go eco-friendly or zero waste as a teen. And so that is, sorry, I feel like I'm talking way too long, but that is the point of this episode. And I'm super excited to have Olivia on, because Olivia, Mylulani, and I were like the three musketeers. We all went to zero waste together, and we all did a week-long, well, Olivia and I did a week-long zero waste challenge, and every night we would check in on our jars. We can talk about that a little bit later, maybe, but it was, yeah. So anyways, that is mainly what we're going to talk about this episode.
But before we begin, I just wanted to say, what's so different about doing it as a kid? Well, your parents might be the ones buying your food and clothes for you, and you aren't really in charge of what you do. Now, we aren't going to tell you to go behind your parents' backs and do something if they don't want you to, but we are willing to give you some tips to help you ease into this lifestyle if it's something you're really passionate about and would like to do, with your parents' permission, of course. So now I'm going to hand it over to Junie to ask the first question.
I think we're going to start off with having Olivia introduce herself, if that's all right. So to start off, Olivia, if you could tell us a little bit about yourself and how you met us.
Hi, my name is Olivia. I live in Southern California. I met Junie and Mylulani from school. We went to middle school together. And then I later joined your Girl Scout troop. I have a lot of different hobbies, mostly art, reading. I also like to collect houseplants, and I like hiking and being in nature.
That's great. So can you tell our audience how you learned about zero waste?
So I actually learned about zero waste from Junie herself. We went to a Girl Scout camp together, and that's when she first started talking to me about zero waste. Before, I had no idea what it was, but After learning about it from Junie, I was super excited, and I did more additional research later on.
All right, and in your own words, what does zero waste mean to you? There are a lot of different definitions of zero waste. It means something different to every single person. To a lot of people, it means making absolutely zero waste, like literally not a single piece of trash. To other people, it just means trying their best. So what does it mean to you? What's your definition, I guess, to yourself?
So that's a good question. Zero waste for me is my future lifestyle, to put it frankly. When I'm an adult, I can't really imagine having another lifestyle that's not zero waste. I want to go completely environmentally friendly. I want to make an effort to pursue a sustainable lifestyle. And to be honest, I kind of see zero waste as something that should be normalized. I would love it if every American family could be zero waste. I think it's the answer to solving our global crisis, and also for making sure that our world will not become polluted. I think everybody should do their best to recycle, reduce, reuse. I think everybody should be a part of the lifestyle.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. So do you have any tips for kids and teens on going zero waste?
So first and foremost, don't try to be perfect. My own experience, it's been so hard to be completely zero waste. Unfortunately, I cannot control our groceries. I can't control household items. You know, while my parents do their best to be environmentally friendly, we still take in a lot of plastic. So my advice is control what you can. For me, the number one thing is school supplies. So I definitely reduce my back to school shopping. I use all the paper in my notebooks. Even if they are on different subjects, I try to use every single page. And I don't replace my backpack every year. I notice a lot of kids do that where every year they get a new one, but obviously this is kind of wasteful. There's a lot of carbon emissions in production, a lot of energy that goes into creating products. So just try to reduce your consumption in general. I also love to use mechanical pencils and pens. And instead of just throwing it out when the ink or lead runs out, it's super easy to replace. It's super affordable too, so that's another good trick to have.
Yeah, I never thought about that as a good swap. I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah, for sure. I know, I didn't even think about it either until, I just became more aware of it. I guess another thing to think about is also going out to eat. Actually, I recently discovered that at Starbucks, at least the one by my house, they give you a 10% discount if you bring a reusable cup, which is so nice. I go there a lot, and I don't know, I save money and I'm environmentally friendly at the same time, so it's very nice.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah. And it's kind of fun, having my little Starbucks cup, and I go in, every weekend and get the same old thing. It's very nice. And then, I guess lastly, I would say just reduce carbon emissions in general. I'm 16, and I know a lot of people my age do online shopping, with Amazon or, Etsy or something. And, I didn't really think about it, but it creates so much carbon emissions. If you think about the packaging and then the shipment and everything, it's just best to cut back on that. And
We talked about that in our fast fashion episode because we were talking about buying from stores that were nearby you instead of buying from online thrift shops because of the carbon emissions. So that's great that you brought that up again.
Yeah, for sure. No, it's such an important thing to remain aware of. Nowadays, it's astounding how many people buy things online. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then also if you're my age, driving also has a lot of carbon emissions. So while I do like to drive around and like do fun things, I try to like think about whether it's really necessary, because that consumes gas and, you know, releases carbon, and that isn't very sustainable either.
And now this is the question where it was a huge, well, question for me when I first started going zero waste. I, like I said before, my parents were nowhere near zero waste. Now, I will admit, they really did not know a lot about it, so there wasn't really, they didn't really see a reason to, and they still aren't zero waste. But, again, not to throw my parents under the bus, love them. But, so, if there is a kid that wants to go zero waste and that, you know, wants to help the environment, but that their parents do not, or that their parents don't understand, what is your recommendation? How would you say to fix that, or to what they could do? What are some of your tips going eco-friendly that they could do living at home with their parents?
Well, as someone whose own parents are not zero waste, I would recommend only to focus on changes that are within your control. So like I mentioned before, like back to school shopping, food, even like you mentioned clothes and fast fashion, just take, you know, as many things as you can into your own control. And it's not going to be perfect, but as long as, you know, you can take care of your own personal needs, that's good. And this also includes like feminine hygiene or toiletries or makeup, things like that.
And then the last question that I have for you is, what about teens who won't do it because it isn't what fits their definition of cool or what's the thing?
Well, I would say to that, that I wouldn't worry about other people's opinions. Your life is your own to, you know, your lifestyle is your own. Just like pick and choose what you want. But if you really are that self-conscious, or if it just isn't really your thing, just make changes that are private. Like, you know, like change your toothbrush into a bamboo toothbrush. You know, things that wouldn't be obvious. And what's really nice about this generation, too, is even though being environmentally friendly wasn't always cool or trendy, now it is becoming cool. It is becoming a bit more trendy. If you think about all the influencers that go thrift shopping, or, you know, the trend a couple years ago with, like, the metal straws to save the turtles.
Oh yeah, the Visco girls. You know?
Yeah, exactly. And the hydro flasks and stuff. You know, luckily we're moving in the right direction. So yeah, just, you know, do things within your comfort zone, but you know, try to still make those small changes if you can.
All right, so those were all of the questions that I had for you.
All right, so now I'm just going to go into, we're going to go into some easy swaps that are pretty easy. A lot of people can do them. You do, I mean, I wouldn't want to say everybody can do them, because you do, as a kid, I mean, because you do need some ability and money as well. But these are some quick tips and swaps that you can make as a kid living in your house that does not affect the other people living in your house, because that's why, I mean, when I was first wanting to go zero waste, I of course did not buy my own groceries, and my mom did not want to change her grocery buying habits. So that was a frustrating thing for me, and just things like that So anyways, sorry. These are just some tips that do not affect the other people in your life, but that make a difference in the world. So number one, and this is in no particular order, but one of my tips is just buying more natural makeup. Now, if you do wear makeup, you do not have to by any means, but if you do choose to wear makeup, we have a blog post all about sustainable beauty. So an easy thing that you can do is, if you're obviously you're paying for makeup anyways, if you want to, you know, next time you go to buy a eyeshadow palette or a mascara, foundation, do a little bit more research, put a little bit more effort and into finding a more natural, eco-friendly alternative. I 10,000,000% recommend Late Cosmetics. I am working on a blog post reviewing them right now. Should be out in the next month or so. But if it's just a really easy place, they have pretty much everything. They don't have a ton of eyeshadow colors available, but they are a really good zero waste makeup brand. So next time you go to buy a makeup product, check out Late's website, see if they have something. I will say they are a little bit more on the pricey side, but to be honest, you will not find a drugstore eco-friendly makeup. You can't, obviously, at this point, Target does not sell that. They do sell cheap makeup that is not eco-friendly, though. So if you can afford it, then I would strongly recommend checking out Late's website or doing your own research and finding some other makeup brands. Now another thing that I talk about is buying secondhand secondhand clothing. So this is a really easy swap, but it's just, instead of going to Target and buying clothes, go to Goodwill and buy clothes. It is a lot cheaper. They will probably be be much better quality clothing, and you are obviously not making waste, so that's great.
And then I am going to talk about some food swaps. So easily, you could always bring your own water bottle, like we talked about before. You don't have to get a hydro flask if you're afraid of the humiliation. You could always get pretty much any kind of water bottle you want, as long as it's reusable. It doesn't matter if it's a plastic one you got at summer camp. As long as it's reusable, you can use it. Another one is also packing your own lunch. I don't know if anyone's going back to school right now because of the pandemic and quarantine and all that, but if you are, packing your own lunch is a great option because you can control what you bring. You can bring food in reusable containers, you can bring them in jars whenever you go to school, or if you're an adult, you can always bring it to work. Just try not to buy food because it'll come in a lot of packaging too, and that's kind of annoying. Olivia, do you have any swaps that you wanted to add?
So for me, just buying Tupperware or reusable containers from thrift stores. This means it'll lower the production costs and also carbon emissions. And then also using bamboo cutlery because it's biodegradable and it is much better than plastic cutlery. Yeah.
Is there anything else that you wanted to add? I think that was all that we were going to talk about today. If there's anything else, go ahead and talk about it.
I think that's it for me. Thank you.
All right, everyone. I hope that you liked today's episode. This one was a lot shorter than we normally have it. Thank you, Olivia, for being a guest on here. It was really great, and you had a lot of advice, even for a very short episode. So thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. We hope you enjoyed it and learned a little something new. Subscribe to stay tuned. We post once a week on Fridays and have a plethora of interesting content planned for you guys in the near future.
When you aren't listening to our podcast, feel free to give us a follow on Instagram at Sustain Loving Kindness Podcast, and there you can find our Linktree site with all of our links, whether it's to our website or our Pinterest page, or even a place to send in a voice message. there's anything that you want to hear in our podcast, send us a voice message or give us a DM on Instagram.
We love each and every one of you so, so much. Have a wonderful day, and we can't wait to see you guys back next episode.